The beginning of the parsha describes idyllic conditions which evolve from, or as a consequence of, spiritual fidelity and maintenance of mitzvahs. Some of the terms are plentiful rainfall, abundant bounty, peace, security in the land of Israel, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz. Then an interesting phrase, v'hishbati chayara min haaretz, that predators, wild animals, will be removed from your land. So there's a machlokus in the Taras Kohanim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether it means that, as Rabbi Yehuda says, that they will be removed from the world entirely, which is important because he uses the word world, and we'll see what this means later, or that Rabbi Shimon says it just will be rendered tame, and they'll be domesticated, and they'll halt their predation. The Ramban quotes this medrash. It's not clear whether he actually rules like Rabbi Shimon. He says v'hu anachon, but it sounds like he's ruling like Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Not that the animals will be eliminated, but that the animals will be tamed or domesticated, as we would say, defanged. They'll no longer predate. And why is this important, and why does the Ramban elaborate upon this issue? Judaism, of course, is, as many people misunderstand it, but Judaism is a universalist religion. And our march towards national redemption and the Messianic era is not just a private or collective march, but it's a universalist one, because we want to endow this world and we want to transform this world into a better world, a world of utopia, a world not just of spiritual well-being, but a world in which illness, war, social tensions, all the ills and all the failures which afflict mankind will be relieved and replaced by a perfect experience, human prosperity and welfare for an entire planet. Now, part of the changes are not just to human society and to human morality and spirituality, but to the natural world. Topography will be repaired. The Medrash talks about stone being refertilized, the area of stone that had been rendered untillable. Environmental irregularities will be reconstituted. But also the animal kingdom and hostility exhibited between the animal kingdom and humankind will be alleviated. The Ramban claims, and this is a very, very interesting, on two fronts. First of all, he claims that predation was an adulteration of nature, not a natural, innate element of nature. Predation, where one animal predates upon another, was instigated by the fall of man, the first original sin. When man fell, nature also fell. And nature fell both in its relationship with man. In Gan Eden, there was no hostility, no antagonism, no violence between the animal world and mankind. But not only that, but the animals were not predators. If you see in the beginning, and the Ramban quotes this, in the beginning of the of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu awards all the beasts of the land and all the birds of the sky and all that creeps on the ground, they will eat eskol yerek esev li'ochla. They will eat the vegetation. They will be herbivores rather than carnivores. But when man fell and hostilities and antagonisms were introduced between man and the wild, so once predation or predatory tendencies became embedded in wild animals, then they started to predate upon each other as well. Now this is, of course, very different from the modern view of predation, survival of the fittest, environmental equilibrium. Predation is necessary to maintain ecological balance and to maintain the great chain of life and the great food chain in which flesh is consumed and then it is recycled into different carbon forms and passed along. It's a very, very different world, the Ramban describes, in that perfect world that became perverted or distorted after man's spiritual decline. The Ramban is also aware that this changed because this situation where wild beasts were predating upon man was intolerable. At some point, it had to be reoriented. At the Mabul, there seems to be a new covenant of nature which is enacted. And man can no longer predate upon another man. Man has to be held accountable. The predation, evidently, between man and animal became so fierce that it created a world of violence, and ultimately that was part of the moral degeneracy of the door of the Mabul. So man could no longer predate all men, or at least he was held more accountable. Man was empowered to rule over the animal kingdom and to at least lessen the impact of predation. But animals were still allowed to predate upon each other, but only allowed to, it was as we would call it, a bidyevet state induced by the moral decline or the moral fall of original sin in which predation exists in our world. It's a very different view of nature and a very different view of the jungle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that if we maintain spiritual success and spiritual commitment, then this will be replaced, or our current state will be replaced by the perfect state. And it isn't the miraculous intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create peace and harmony at all levels, social, spiritual, economic, and also, in this case, natural harmony. But it's really a return to paradise. It's a return to an original state, which is something I spoke about in the Ramban in Bihar, how history cycles rather than being open-ended and allowing evolution to drive it, to engine that drive towards some better tomorrow. In Judaism, the search for utopia is a search for the past. So for the Ramban, the language is very crucial. The hishbati chayara amin haaretz, that I will suppress, I will, milashon shabbat, that I won't intervene and create a new reality without predation, but I'll simply suspend the predation which was introduced into the society, into the natural kingdom, as a function of man's moral sin. A couple other footnotes to this Ramban. Number one, this sense that Mashiach will occasion or will prompt a harmonious reconstitution, not just of man's spiritual experience, but of the totality of experience, and illness will be removed. And Ramban talks about this and alludes to it several times in Parshas Bechukosai. I was reading this Ramban over Shabbos, and then I also read in the newspaper how life expectancy in general in our world, based in part on better economic conditions, certainly medical treatment, has increased exponentially over the last 15, 20 years. And in particular, which I found fascinating, in Eretz Yisrael, there's an index put out by some organization which gauges life expectancy, and Israel came in sixth place. Life expectancy in Israel is the sixth highest in the world. This on the heels of a previous index a few weeks ago, where Israel is the fourth best country to raise your children, in terms of an overall index of education, child subsidies, child friendly, paternity leave, etc. And first of all, it's a bit inconsistent with people's view, sometimes outsiders' view of Israel, about how hard it is for children and how difficult it is to live and the life expectancy. But the situation in Israel, which appears to be a microcosm of a general planetary increase, certainly is one of the harbingers of the Messianic era, the fact that we're inching closer to Mashiach, is that all these promises in the Torah in which man's general state will improve and man's general state will be healed are certainly maybe the spiritual revolution and the spiritual reclamation hasn't yet occurred, but certainly we see these indicators. Second of all, what's interesting about the Ramban is in the beginning, loyal to the Psukim, of course, corresponding to the Psukim, he describes this state as occurring in Eretz Yisrael, Bishbati Chayara Min Haaretz, certainly in the context of Bichul Kosai, at least initially, literally, Eretz means Eretz Yisrael. Twice he talks about when the Jewish people return to Israel, maintain mitzvahs, exhibit commitment, then Eretz Yisrael will be returned, as he says, Vios Eretz Yisrael Al Hashlemus. Eretz Yisrael will be returned to the state of Gan Eden. But then he concludes that this is merely indicative or is reflective of a state which will be induced worldwide. The Tanakh describes the Redeemer, Sheyashuv HaShalom Ba'olam, that peace and harmony at all levels will reign, will be induced in the entire world. V'yachdal HaTeref Evarata Beima V'chol HaRemes Kasher Haya B'teva Mitchila. And predation, which Ramban sees as a corruption of nature, will be halted worldwide. So clearly what happens in Eretz Yisrael is a trailer or a foreshadowing and perhaps an instigator for planetary harmony, not just spiritually, but naturally. And in particular, the elimination of predation. Even in the modern context, it's very interesting to see how deeply evolution and Darwinism has crept into not just people's religious or theological views, but just our general, even if let's say you believe in creation, as we do. So many nature shows which have turned the hunt and the experiences of predatory animals into almost poetic productions, and there's such an interest. I myself love watching these shows, and I know that in the United States there's a week dedicated to Shark Week in which people are intrigued by the alpha predator of the sea and its ability to live atop the food chain, and the perfect hunting animal and all the anatomical elements that allow it to be a perfect hunter. In the post-Darwinian world, we see this as healthy parts of nature, and of course we try to avoid the predatory experiences or encounters. But for the Ramban, we are looking at a crushed and fallen world, and we're hoping for a world not just in which predation upon man is eliminated, but interspecies animal predatory or predation is also replaced by a world of harmony. And of course, the well-known Psukim in Yeshaya, which describe children playing with pythons and bears and cows, dancing side by side, or at least grazing side by side, and lions and cattle and similar Psukim.